This evening we're going to look in Luke chapter 15, Luke chapter 15, and we're going to read the first three verses. Jesus is dealing with some parables, and we're just going to kind of make reference of one of these parables. But I've titled this message, When Life is Out of Place. When Life is Out of Place. You know, life goes by very quickly, as we all know. And sometimes life gets out of place with some folks. We are a subject to the same thing happening to us. And so I want to just kind of share with you just a few thoughts this evening, mainly really for the realization as how precious life is. Life is very precious. We sometimes get so busy having this obligation and that obligation. And then before you know it, you think to yourself, where's time gone? And in the midst of all that, then we can become sidetracked and life just somewhat gets out of place. And so I want to begin reading with verse 1 of chapter 15. The Bible says, Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And that was them wanting to see Jesus. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And verse 3 says, And he spake this parable unto them, saying, and we're going to share that, the first parable with you, some thoughts here this evening. But let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for each one that's here. We thank you for this opportunity that we have to spend some time with you, spend some time together. Lord, we do pray for the youth and the leaders and all that's involved there. We pray for the ones on our prayer list and those with heavy hearts, with burdens, with life difficulties. We pray for them. We especially pray for those that are lost that's on our prayer list, and even those that we even know in our own life that needs Christ as their Savior. So, Father, I pray that you help me tonight. We give us what we need. Speak to our hearts, and Lord, we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to begin this evening by reading a verse in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. The Bible says, And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish, and of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. And in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. I want to begin tonight by saying life is a gift from God. Life is truly a gift. And yet, in many cases, life becomes a waste for people. They make some bad decisions. They don't treat life as precious. They seem to think that they're invincible. And yet, based upon what the Word of God says, His creation was man. And so life is precious, and it's a gift from God. Life is part of God's creation. When we think about the creation and how each day He spoke, and it was, and we think about how God allowed man, or man, maybe I should say it this way, that man became God's creation and part of His plan. And it's a privilege to be alive today. I don't know if we ever think about it, but it's truly a privilege to be alive today. We know life is hard sometimes, and we don't have to really express how hard it is, because we all have difficulties, and we've had difficulties, and we've had certain situations, and we've gone through different hardships and continue to go through hardships. So we understand that in life, difficulties will come. In life, challenges will take place. There are things that bring hardships. There are things that bring discouragements. There are things that bring fear. There are things that get in our way that causes us to lose our focus. There are depressions and depression of how life is. And so we could go on and on and on, but we all know, because we live this life. So we all know our discouragements, and we all know our difficulties and all those things, but yet life is still a gift from God. And when He created man and created woman, then there was a purpose there. And of course, we know that Adam and Eve, we understand what took place, the sin in the garden, but yet God still saw fit to make a way. And that way was the Lord Jesus Christ. And so life can become very challenging. And, I'm around people every day, and so are you. And it just seems like that people don't know where to turn. It seems like that they're looking for all these answers. And I talk to people every day, and it's like people are looking, but yet they're looking in all kinds of directions that doesn't give them hope. You know, I was talking to someone this week, and I was telling them, I said, we have one life, and we have one life to live. And we can't go back to the past. We can't go back to bad decisions. We can't go back to, I wished I would have done this differently and all those things. We can't go back to those times. But what we can do is we can go forward and allow God to use the time that we have left, however long that is. And so we can't go back to the past, but yet we can take the present and grab a hold of the present to be reminded that life is truly a gift. But what happens when life gets out of place? I've heard someone make the statement, and you probably have too. I've heard this statement made, I need to find myself. I need to find myself. And the first one that I think of is the prodigal son. The prodigal son felt like he had everything going for him. He asked his father for the inheritance that was due him. And, this message tonight isn't about the prodigal, so I'm just kind of giving you the overview. And his father gave, and the son went out, and, life was good. Life was good for him. And then all of a sudden life happened, and there was a famine, and he ultimately, that good life that he was living, ultimately he wasted it. He made bad decisions. He didn't treat life as being precious. He made bad decisions, and he found himself eating with the swines. And it was at that point that the Bible says that he came to himself, and he realized he was far better off as one of his father's servants than the situation that he was in right then. And so there was a realization that he's like, you know, I've got to do something. I've got to do something with my life. So he went, and you know the story, and how the father was looking, and the father met him and kissed him and so on, and welcomed him in. That is someone that didn't treat life as precious. That is someone that the life was out of place. It was out of place. So when someone makes the statement, I need to find myself, I wonder in reality, what are they looking for? Are they looking for peace? Are they looking for, you know, what are they looking for when they say, I need to find myself? Because in reality, they're already there. It's just the realization of where they are in their life and the fact that they need Christ. Ultimately, that is the answer. It is not finding yourself, but it is finding Christ. It's finding Him. Verse 2 tells us that the Pharisees and the scribes murmured. They didn't like what they saw. They didn't like the fact that Jesus was sitting with the publicans. They didn't like the fact that the sinners were hearing Him and the publicans were hearing Him. And they didn't like what they saw. Well, in reality, verse 2 really gives us a clear picture of a life out of place. I mean, here you have these Pharisees and the scribes, and instead of welcoming these, they looked on themselves as being better. They looked on themselves as being educated. They looked on themselves as having some kind of authority, and had no regards in reality. They had no regards for life. They really didn't. Because in their realm of thinking, life was only good if you were one of them. And so this gives us a clear picture of life out of place. They didn't see the purpose of Christ. They saw no room for others. And they looked highly on themselves as being an authority. And they looked highly on themselves. And they looked at everyone else, if I can kind of put it this way, they looked on everyone else as being useless. There's two groups of people in this passage of Scripture. One is the publicans and sinners, which would be considered during that time unwanted. But yet they were interested in what Christ had to say. You know, we go to the rescue mission once a month, and we do a rotation. But I will say this, when it comes to going to the rescue mission, and it all depends on what time of the year it is as far as how many, but there's probably at least between 30 and 50. When it's real, real cold, they have a few more. But when you look out and you talk to those individuals and you talk to them one-on-one, and you actually talk to them when you're bringing a message to them, they are very receptive. Matter of fact, I think it was this past Saturday night, Pastor Chuck and Jim went, and they were talking about there was some that rededicated their life. They wanted to be closer to the Lord. And that is a common thing when you minister to those folks. There's been several times just over the last 12 months that men have come to know Jesus Christ and they've accepted Christ. But they are wanting something different. They are wanting something different. And I think of that as being the publicans and the sinners. They wanted something different. But yet the Pharisees and the scribes, they had their own if I can put it this way, self-made holiness. What they were onlookers of is they wanted their self-made holiness. They ultimately lost touch of reality. And so that's what we have here in this passage of Scripture. So then Jesus begins to tell a parable. He begins to tell a parable. And the parable is found in verses 3 through 7. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. So the first point I want to make, when life is out of place, it's when it strays from the shepherd. The prodigal strayed from his father. And so when the sheep, in this parable here, it's when life is out of place, is when you stray from the shepherd. It's almost like the sheep has lost their fold. And you say, why? You know, why did this one go away? Why did this one, that is talking about here? And I don't know if you know anything about sheep or not, but I know someone who used to raise sheep. And in reality, from what I understand and from what me talking to the people that raise the sheep, they're not very smart. You know, they're not very smart. It would be easy to get them off track. It would be easy to go astray if they're not watched, or if they're not, nowadays there's a fence, they're pinned in. But it's easy for them to go astray. Well, let me ask you this. Is there someone in your life that was raised the right way, that was raised under the gospel and under the message of the gospel, and it just seems like they went astray? Is there someone you know, maybe in your neighborhood, or maybe in your family, or maybe someone that you used to know when you worked, And it just seems like they just went astray. And they knew what they needed to do, but yet they just went astray. Isaiah 53 verse 6, the Bible says, All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But look at what the Lord's done. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. When we look out and we see someone that has gone astray, you got to remember that we were too at one time. We too had gone astray. And that should make us pray even more. And I'll always say that, never give up on praying. Never give up on praying for that one that needs that relationship with the Lord Jesus. Never give up on praying. But what happens when a sheep goes astray? Well, they're in danger. When a sheep goes astray, there's great danger. They face danger with the wolves. They face danger with the darkness. They face danger with loneliness. They face danger with no direction. They face danger with no safety. Things that the world, when people get out into the world, they face the same thing. They face the same thing. So when a sheep goes astray, what happens? Well, the Bible tells us in this parable, in verse 4, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? The shepherd goes searching. If you go to the doctor and the doctor gives you a prognosis, and maybe you have some kind of a difficulty, maybe you're going to face surgery or something like that, and the doctor says, well, there's a 70 to 80% success rate. And you start thinking about it. You think, well, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good prognosis. But that's still 20 to 30% that might have difficulties. And so when Darla and I were discussing her cancer back 20 some years ago, you know, she was dealing with you know, these percentages. And I stopped her and I said, listen, you're not a percent. You're one of the Lord's children. And so don't look at percent. Just look at, I'm putting my trust in the Lord. You see, to many and to the world, 99, you're still pretty rich. But not to that one. That one that was lost. That one that was lost went astray. But the Lord Jesus thinks every one of us are so important that He gives this parable that the shepherd went looking for that lost sheep. And that should encourage us that we're more than a statistic, and those that we're praying for and that we should be praying for are more than a statistic. And that's why we lift up their names to the Lord and we say, Lord, will you help them? Will you protect them? Will you bring them back? Because we're more than a statistic. The world understands statistics. The world understands percentages. The world understands all those things. And they think you're doing pretty good, unless you're the one. But the parable tells us in verses 4 through 6 that the shepherd went searching. You see, the sheep had nothing. The one that went astray had nothing. They were just wandering. The shepherd had everything, but the sheep went wandering. And the shepherd went after the sheep. The shepherd went looking. And when the shepherd found the sheep then had security and the sheep had safety. Verse 5 tells us that. And when he hath found it, he layeth on his shoulders rejoicing. That tells me that sheep was pretty important to the shepherd. I've talked to individuals, and you probably have too. And individuals say, I'm not worth anything. They've got very low self-esteem. And they'll say something like, nobody cares for me. They'll say something like, nobody cares what's in my life. Nobody would miss me if I was gone, and comments like that. But this passage proves different. because Jesus Christ made a way for every single person. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And maybe you can give the same testimony that I can give. But there was a time in my life that I drifted. I was saved, but I drifted. But I'm grateful that He came looking. He came looking. The night that I had the realization, I went through a lot. Life was hard. My father passed away. You know, there's a lot of things that happened in my life, and it was hard. It was difficult. It was all those things. But the night that my mother stood up in church and testified, when I started going to church, and she all of a sudden stood up and she said, I want to thank the Lord for saving me. And then she said, I want to thank the Lord for bringing Him, and she pointed to me back to church. That's prayers being answered. I didn't know she was praying. I should have known, but I didn't know she was praying for me. And that's why it's so important that we don't stop praying, because Christ is searching. Searching. There is absolutely nothing that's going to bring a person the peace that they need, a peace in their heart, without the Lord Jesus Christ. They can look to anything else. They can look to so many things, but yet the only peace will come in Jesus. Safety and security is what Jesus will give, not what the world offers. Not what the world offers. The Pharisees didn't realize that their life was ultimately out of place, because they looked on Jesus sitting with the publicans and talking to the publicans and sinners. They looked on them as their lower class. They shouldn't be talked to. In other words, they looked on them as worthless, but yet it was the Pharisees and the Sadducees that ultimately had the problem. Every man, woman, boy, girl, every child needs Jesus Christ. Everyone. When the pressures of life come in all shapes and sizes, don't run away, because I've seen it. One of the first things that people do when they start going through life's problems, when they start going through difficulties, one of the first things that they do, and you've seen it and I've seen it, is one of the first things that they do is they turn their back on Jesus. They turn their back on Jesus. But we find help in Jesus. Just like the shepherd searching for the sheep found help. And not only did the sheep find help, but he put it on the shoulders. He carried it. He carried it. I'm learning more and more and more that we need Jesus in every aspect of our life. It's something we know, but when we start experiencing the difficulties, you see, it's not about if we have a problem, but it's about when we have a problem. Because it's going to happen. It's already happening. It matters because we can share our concerns, our burdens, our difficulties with the Lord Jesus. We don't run away, but we run to. Getting close to Jesus is the most important thing. And that sheep couldn't have got any more closer to the shepherd, because the shepherd picked him up and put him on his shoulders. Life is not a perfect road. There are so many today that are wandering, and there's many today that's in misery. But there's no joy in that misery. There's no joy with someone being miserable, but our focus should be on the shepherd. Verse 6 says, "And when he cometh home," he cometh together, or he calleth together his friends, neighbors, saying unto them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." I'm grateful tonight for the searching shepherd. When life is out of place, it's Jesus that we should seek. Because in Jesus there's rejoicing. And that's what they were doing in verse 6. They were rejoicing. "Rejoice with me." In Jesus, there's rejoicing. And then when there's rejoicing, there's also others that rejoice as well. There's others that rejoice as well. But I guess most importantly, if we don't get anything else tonight, most importantly, you're not alone. No matter what you're going through, no matter what difficulties you have or that you're going to have, you're not alone. The Pharisees and scribes, they ultimately were the ones that were out of place. Yes, we were talking about the sheep that went astray in this parable. We talk about the shepherd. We talk about the rejoicing and the shepherd holding the sheep over his shoulders. But the most important thing is that the only hope that we have is in Jesus. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured. And that's the same hope we have today, is in Jesus Christ. When we have hard times in life, seek Jesus, who simply wants us to be close to Him. We need to stay focused on Him and allow Jesus to work in our heart and in our life. When life is out of place, we have help in Jesus. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you for our time together. And as we look at this parable, we realize there's so much more that could be said. But the most important thing is for us to be reassured tonight that you're willing, which should encourage us to keep praying and to keep looking and to keep hoping. Help us to focus on you. Help us to pray for those that are wandering. And Lord, I know, based upon my own life, that you'll receive those that were wandering. Lord, we're thankful for the fact that you were willing to sit down with the publicans and sinners. And we're thankful that we can come as we are, just as we are. And we thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.